the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This week in Olympia, the state legislature is suing Governor Jay Inslee. Legislators from both parties say his veto of six single sentences in the transportation budget is illegal. Senate Republican leader Mark Schessler says the rejected sentences allow transit agencies that aren't quite ready for zero-emission buses yet to still get money.
Some really can't use electric, some want hybrid, some just a plain old diesel bus. Thank you, works just fine. We wanted to give them a choice. It was bipartisan.
The state Supreme Court ruled in the past that governors can't just veto sentences or words.
We had to push this issue with both Governor Locke and Governor Lowry, and both times the legislature won.
Lawmakers say when the governor ignores legal precedent and oversteps his constitutional authority, the legislative process is undermined. Fire and water are two things on the minds of Eastern Washington lawmakers, including the state senator in the 13th district. Senator Judy Warnick wants to fight fire with fire. She says forest health is very important when it comes to preventing devastating wildfires in her district. She would like to see more prescribed controlled burns.
Burn when we can, where we need to.
Warnick is also concerned about water shortages in her district. She says wells are drying up, so she's working with farmers and the federal government to bring water from the Columbia River.
We need the infrastructure to do that. We need the canals. We need the pumping stations.
Another worry for the Moses Lake Republican is the health of her town's namesake. She says poor water quality is limiting the lake's potential.
We have lots of recreational opportunities that are being missed.
Warnick says she's leveraging her position in the legislature to help find solutions to these pressing issues. A state senator says Governor Jay Inslee isn't doing enough to fix major problems with the prison system.
It's like nobody's in charge making decisions.
Senator Mike Patton says at least three prisoners died at the Monroe Correctional Center because of poor medical care.
They hired a head of the medical unit there at Monroe who was not qualified.
The Spokane Valley Republican says that came on the heels of another Department of Corrections scandal under Inslee that led to the deaths of two people at the hands of violent prisoners who were mistakenly released early.
Somebody really needs to be accountable for these things.
But when legislators try to act, Inslee becomes indignant and accuses them of trying to make political hay. That's what happened this week in Olympia. Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.